Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It is 7:30 Monday morning, September 28th, 2015. And it's a beautiful, it's looking to be a beautiful day. Some crazy shit's gonna go down. Somebody's gonna die. A dog is gonna bark, and some birds are gonna chirp. It's looking to be the end of this year. I can't even believe it. This year's over. It's done. It's finito. Went by the blink of an eye. It was quick, it was fast, and in a hurry. I swear each year is going by faster and faster. And I think, I know, it's because we have so much that each individual person is looking forward to. So we want time to pass. That way we can get to whatever it is that we want. That's why time, I think, seems to be moving so fast, a lot faster these days. Because everybody is looking forward to something, but that particular something isn't till further time has passed, doesn't come till then. So it's like movies, music, what else? Books, schools. The penal system, everything. Everything has a system. We need to break that system, and we need to start giving a shit about each other. I'm telling you, man, even though it's against my better judgment, I still stand by it. And with that being said, we're going to get into my first joint, and it is against my better judgment. It comes from Mayday. If you guys are not familiar, get familiar. Future Vintage, I will be jamming it till whenever I feel like not jamming it.
Against my better judgment, I'm back where I was. Was this what you want? Against my better judgment, I'ma see you again. And I don't know where I'll be. Against my better judgment, I'ma let you back in. Cause I don't know what else to do. Will you help me through? There's so much that I've got to lose. It all starts with you. Say you let go of me. What'll become of me then? Say I just walk away. And it's just start again. I've been addicted to all of your lies. Cause the truth is I'm broken within. Little that I can remember, I try and forget before I go to bed. As soon as I see you here, I need to escape you again. Cause I don't know what else to do. Judgment, I'm back where I was. Was this what you want? Against my better judgment, I'ma see you again. And I don't know where I'll be. Against my better judgment, I'ma let you back in. Cause I don't know what else to do. Will you help me through? Starts with you.
Another bottle on the mind, but it bothers me that I'm just leaning on the side of substance. Like it's modeling my pride and stopping me from prime. I've given out a single fuck since. My friends are burning memories away while I just keep on drowning in my stress. And we said it's ride or die, but we're all high whenever life is wrapped.
Better judgment. Make sure you guys go get that Future Vintage, man. That is, this album is freaking phenomenal, man. Granted, it was worth the wait. And I don't think there's a single song that I don't like on the album. I pretty much enjoy every single song. There are like quite a few that stand out more than others. It's like that one right there is absolutely amazing. Pretty much the three that I picked that I'm allowed to play are the ones that stood out to me the most. I mean, they're pretty much in my top favorites on the album. The album was freaking crazy, man. Like, I haven't stopped listening to it. I haven't taken it out of my CD player. I haven't stopped playing it on my computer. I had to transfer it from my computer to my phone, because I don't know how to freaking use a Windows phone. I'm still saving up for an iPhone, and they keep dropping new ones. It's like, I save up for that one, now I gotta save up for the new one, now I got another new one. It's like, damn it, man. I don't know. I'm like, just screw iPhone. I think I'm gonna just go with an iPod and like 32, 64 gigs. That's about it. I just need the iTunes, man. I spend too much damn money on iTunes to not have it. That's like going to a strip club with like thousands of dollars and then just not spending any of it. Just sitting there. Now, for those who are not unaware, a big fan of Boondock Saints, and I just read an article on Screen Rant that Troy Duffy is writing, I think, the script to it. It looked like the script. Could have been just a freaking scene or something. I don't know. But I'm excited. It supposedly has a title and a story. It's actually going to happen. I hope that both of the brothers are able to reprise their roles, because it's definitely a classic film. Not the second one so much. Definitely the first one. But I did love the story that was structured in the second one. It was cool. I liked it. I really hope they continue and end that story very well. Granted, I see him dying. I don't know, man. Rocco, that was my dude. Now, we're going to get into my next joint right quick. Take It With You. Now, for those who are unaware that don't know this, but when we die, we don't get to take none of this shit with us, not even our kids. How fucked up is that? But what you guys need to take from this song, whoever is not a fan or hasn't even heard of Mayday, just take heed to what they're telling everybody. They're making music that really makes you think, ponder on, like, freaking blow your mind, man. Can't take it with you. Y'all check it out.
I'm trying to see if it lasts. I've been coast to coast and said I keep coming back, so can't no one save it. For my life is crazy, can't pause cause I got no regards to safety. Addicted to the life is my mama made me. Yeah, I'm a lost cause, my future's shaking. Tied up for your ass, ran out of luck. Can the system start closing in on your whole bunch? I hope you read scripture and snap all your pictures, cause we all gotta go, but you can't take it with your mind.
Models, bottles of the ace. Diamond dollars make you holler, got a lot of cake. Fast cars, fast broads on a fast faster. Black card charts, I got seven of them bastards. iPhone, iPad, I gotta have that. Private island using mileage, I picked up on NASDAQ. Mile high pass that, skydive blast back. My GPS got GPS, my kid plays with the Amtrak. TVs in the headrest, TVs in the floor. So many TVs, I don't know what's not TV no more. My butler got a butler, they all want more than fame. My girl got red bottoms on and bottoms over brain. I'll tell you this for certain, these things are more than plain. And if I didn't have them, I'd be sure to go insane. And on my dying day, I realized it was in vain. Cause when you cross over, you can't take it with you, man.
Mind their surroundings and start. I don't know, man. We really gotta come together. And this world is a very sick place. And the only way it's gonna get better if we make ourselves better. If we make better choices, decisions. We have to make this world better, not for our kids, but for our kids' kids. I mean, granted, we don't know, man. The most powerful people in the world right now could easily have a family just obliterated, right? I mean, it's just, they have us exactly where they want us, man. And there's really nothing we can do about it. I mean, I guess I want us to unite. I want us to make a movement. But it's just like, look at all these movements that are so critically acclaimed, that are just so organized. Organized crime. I don't know, man. Our government's one of the biggest crime lords ever. We got a Fall Guy. We got patsies. We got freaking cesspools. We just, I don't know, man. We need to start giving a crap about each other. That's the main goal here. Care about one another. People are so selfish. And it's a selfish world. It's like that sometimes. It's always going to be like that. It's just, I guess that's just the way that we're programmed, I guess. I don't know. When I was a kid, I really wasn't like that, man. I was a small little, what seemed to be white boy. I mean, that's what people, when people looked at me, that's what they saw. And when I went to a predominantly black school, so it pretty much sucked for me. I was like 4 foot, man, in high school. I was like the smallest there that year. And then after that, I swear they started getting smaller. It was crazy. I was like, damn, nobody's kicking that kid's ass, picking him up, throwing his glasses in the middle of the street. Some cold shit. It's crazy, man. I talked to a teacher a while back, a past teacher of mine, told me that I brought it on myself, which is kind of hurtful because I don't think I really brought it on myself. I mean, granted, I did let stuff get to me, but it wasn't like every little thing. It was big things. I mean, when I got chokeslammed at Bear Lake's Middle, dude just, I was writing my name. I was doing my work. Dude just came up and snatched my piece of paper as I was, you know, mid-writing. And he wouldn't give me my paper back. I was like, forget you. He pushed me. I kicked him in the shin. I got picked up and slammed. You know, it's shit like that. You know, kids just pick on kids, man. Bullying sucks. I hate bullies. I'm surprised I made it through high school. Granted, I didn't make it all the way through high school. I made it 3/4 of the way. Just 3/4. That's about it. But I got a GED. Other than that. But I got a piece of paper. Let's put it like that. I got a piece of paper that says diploma. But either way, you know, I actually looked up a couple of my bullies back in high school, from middle school. One of them died at 18, and I can't find out about the other ones. That's crazy. I'm like, damn, man. When you were like 14, you were like 6 feet tall. I mean, granted, I don't think he was 6 feet tall, but then again, when I was 14, I probably looked 9. So it's like that sometimes. We're going to get into my next joint. Y'all check it out.
feel so good that I should probably stay away from you. You make me feel so good. You make me feel so good. It feels so good that I should probably stay away from you.
And though we met under a strange sort of circumstance, I never tried to change the way that you like to dance. We used to like to sneak away from your adoring fans, and then pretend that we were strangers when your friends would ask. Infatuated with you, so I was on the pursuit. Wanted to know if the fruit was too sweet for my tooth, and in the end it was you that turned me into something I ain't never wanted to become. How could you twist me around and have me acting like this? Tell me where I'm standing, baby, and tell me what's the frequency I need to set. I ain't your average man, so I'm surprised by your demands. I thought we had mutual agreements. Why am I getting silent treatment? Sister, call me back like nothing next day. I think that now I'm on to your game. Should never let my guard down too late. Should listen when I heard you say,
you make me feel so good. You make me feel so good. You feel so good that I should probably stay away from you. You make me feel so good. You make me feel so good. It feels so good that I should probably stay away from you.
Well, good evening, miss. This breathing is not normal for me, but if we can just talk for a moment, that'd be cool. I seen you from across the room. What could I do but just come over here and talk to you? Would it be rude if I sat down? You hear that music playing in the background? That'd be me and my band, but I'm not trying to flash now. Go on, tell me about your world. You go to school, you got a job and got a baby girl. That's ill because my mama was a single parent too, and I can see that in the light you got is glaring through. But now I'm rambling. See me, I do the traveling around the world, I'm back again. An artist's life ain't easy, but I damn sure still have my grin. And while I'm smiling like this, I should probably tell you that even though we seem so matched, it'd probably be a failure. I never go for what seems like an obvious love when it seems just like a drug. I wish you luck.
You make me feel so good. You make me feel so good. It feels so good that I should probably stay away from you. You make me feel so good. You make me feel so good. It feels so good that I should probably stay away from you.
Mayday, stay away from you. Y'all go get the album, man. Album's fire. Freaking love this album, man. But I'm going to go ahead off here. I got to try and clean up this house for my chick at home. She's going to be mad at me. I don't want to hear it. Figure if I get it done now, she ain't got shit to say later. Oh. Well, it's been fun. I'm trying to, like I said, man, I'm trying to get back in my groove, trying to get my stuff situated so I can get this going full circle here. You guys stay safe out there, man. It's a crazy world. Crazy stuff happens every day, every minute. People are dying on a rapidly faster basis than usual. But then again, who knows, man? People could have been dying this fast back in the day. We just, you know, didn't have access to finding out. Oh, you know, nobody's recording it. Now everybody's recording it. Everybody's freaking showing the world. They're cutting off heads and chainsawing people. Crazy world, man. Make the right choices. No more dumb decisions. Stop selling cocaine to kids and crack pregnant women, other dumb stuff. I don't know, man. Just, if you see somebody and, you know, hold the door open, help them to the car. Don't rob them. You know, just caring about one another, man. It's really all we got left. Unless you're a multimillionaire and got bazillion dollars and shit, and I guess you're okay. You know. But I'll catch you guys on the flip side, man. I'm out here.